This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update.
Sean Stewart with AAA of Kansas notes that prices at the pump continue to rise.
The national average was up 11 cents over the past week. Kansas has not seen as big of a jump in the past week or two. It's slowed a bit. Typically, this is the time of year where we start seeing demand increase, which we have. We've also seen crude oil prices top the $80 per barrel level.
Kansas prices are up 29 cents in the past month. For a county-by-county breakdown, go to hutchpost.com. Russia has fired more than two dozen missiles at Kyiv, attacking the Ukrainian capital for the first time in 6 weeks and sending panicked residents flooding into the relative safety of the subway system in a scene reminiscent of the first weeks of the war. Air defenses shot down all 31 of the missiles early Thursday Kyiv time, though officials say the falling wreckage still damaged apartment buildings and injured 13 people, including a child. The attack happened a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to respond in kind to recent Ukrainian aerial attacks on the Russian border region of Belgorod, which Russian officials say have killed civilians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the West to send more air defense systems. And the Kansas Department of Corrections says a minimum custody inmate who had been missing for a while in Johnson County has been apprehended. As of this morning, John Evans Johnson Jr. was caught by the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. He had been missing since March the 12th, 2024, after attending two job interviews and not returning to the Johnson County Department of Corrections Adult Residential Center. The We Are Salt Hawks Ultimate Benefit and Auction is Saturday. Amanda Parks with the Salt Hawk Booster Club.
It's at the Kansas State Fairgrounds, Sunflower South Building. We'd love to see everyone there. And even if you don't have an athlete, just come out and have a great night, because all of the money that we raise this weekend will go towards next year's sports.
The event has already raised $43,610 of the $125,000 goal as of Thursday morning before the Saturday event.
If you go to the HHS Booster Club page on Facebook, you can find it, or salthawk.givesmart.com is the actual site for the auction.
$125,000 goal is to cover all expenses for the event, in addition to giving $100,000 to the athletic department. Apple says a Justice Department antitrust lawsuit accusing it of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones in the United States is wrong on the facts and the law. The lawsuit was filed on Thursday in federal courts in New Jersey. The suit alleges Apple uses its control over the iPhone to engage in an illegal course of conduct. The lawsuit is the latest example of the Justice Department's approach to aggressive enforcement of federal antitrust law that officials say is aimed at ensuring a fair and competitive market. Apple has defended the digital fortress known as its walled garden as a feature prized by consumers who want to protect their personal information. Investigators in Liberal working to determine the cause of a fire late Wednesday at National Beef. It happened in trailers in the loadout area of boxed beef storage on the east side of the plant. According to Liberal Fire Chief Kelly Kirk, some of the trailers contained product to be shipped. Other trailers involved were just loaded with pallets. Take Hutch Post with you anywhere. Download the Hutch Post app. Just click on the menu for the link at hutchpost.com.